WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Tonight, NBC premieres two new sitcoms, a workplace comedy called News Radio, and a female buddy comedy called Hope and Gloria. TV critic David Bianculli offers one rave review and one warning.
The warning is about Hope and Gloria, which shows up tonight right after Frasier. NBC didn't send out preview tapes. And one of Bianculli's 10 laws of television is that if a network doesn't send out cassettes in advance, the show usually isn't worth watching when it finally shows up. On the other hand, NBC sent out two episodes of News Radio, its other new series, tonight. And no wonder. This show comes on right before Frasier, and if you love that show, which you should, make sure to tune in early to catch this one. Behind the scenes, News Radio comes from Paul Sims, one of the writer-producers of The Larry Sanders Show. It's directed by James Burrows, who directed Cheers and Taxi and episodes of The Mary Tyler Moore Show. So he clearly sees the potential of News Radio. And if you watch it, so will you. The cast is loaded with talent, but the three early standouts all come from sketch comedy shows. Dave Foley, the most baby-faced member of the kids in the hall, stars as Dave Nelson, the newly hired news director of New York's all-news radio station, WNYX. Andy Dick from The Ben Stiller Show plays Matthew, an overly sensitive reporter. And Phil Hartman from Saturday Night Live plays co-anchor Bill McNeil, and plays him like a smarter, more manipulative Ted Baxter. In the pilot, Dave shows up for his first day at work, only to find out he has to fire Ed, the current news director, who's played by guest star Kurt Fuller. Ed thinks that Dave is the new sports director. And while Dave tries to set the record straight, Bill bursts in.
Ed, I just heard you gave Catherine the Al Gore interview, and I have some thoughts on that, which I'd like to share with you, Kevin.
Bill, have you met Dave?
New sports guy, right? Great, I love sports, and I hear you're the best, buddy.
Where did you hear that?
I heard your audition tape. Good stuff, good pipes, clean delivery.
I didn't send in a tape.
You're from Canada, eh?
Wisconsin, actually.
Wisconsin, cool. The Badger State, the nation's dairy land. Great country out there. Not so fast, Ed. Don't you think I should do the Al Gore interview? Because phone interviews keep me alert, and if I'm not alert, I might just start reading the news very slowly, like this.
I will see what I can do.
Thanks, buddy. I know you'll make the right decision.
In the second episode, Andy Dick, as Matthew, delivers a report updating the Amy Fisher story. We only hear the end of it. But when Matthew leaves the broadcast booth and steps into the newsroom, he never hears the end of it.
What's going on, guys?
Matthew, I think you mispronounced that guy's name a few times.
What, it's Joey Butterf...
No, it isn't, Matthew. It's, Butterfuco. Butterfuco. What did I say? Well, Matthew, of all the possible mispronunciations of that name, you seem to have stumbled upon absolutely the worst one.
I don't know what you mean.
Think about it.
That's great stuff, and it builds from there. Stephen Root, as the station owner, is a riot. The women in the cast are sharp and funny, and even the theme song by Mike Post has the same rapid pulse and catchy energy as the rest of the show. The news from this radio report is that News Radio is not to be missed.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News.